It'd been a long time sleeping for Billy. Oh, he liked hibernating as much as the next bauble. And that next bauble was called Jack. Billy and Jack had been mates together, going right back to that day a long, long time ago when Beth, then a young woman, had picked them out from amongst all the other baubles in the shop and said she was suited to bits with them. Billy and Jack said goodbye to all their bauble friends and, carefully wrapped in tissue paper, had headed to the new home in Accrington. Once unwrapped, Billy and Jack were also suited to bits to find Beth lived in a nice little house with her mum, and Billy and Jack were especially happy with their pride of place position near to the top of the tree, although the fairy who topped the tree back then was a little bit snooty, even though she was only made out the inside of a toilet roll and some glittery pipe cleaners. They'd enjoyed their first Christmas there with Beth and her parents. And they'd loved the next Christmas in a little flat where Beth was happy on her own, eating mince pies in front of the television. Then, a few weeks later, they'd been carefully wrapped and stored away in hibernation until the next Christmas. Billy and Jack were always surprised by new additions, not only to the tree, but also to Beth's life. One year, there was a nice man with her, and the following year, they had rings on their fingers. The next year, they were in a new house and had a kitten that tried to claw Billy and Jack down from the tree. The year after that, a baby boy appeared, and Billy and Jack watched the baby grow each and every Christmas and noticed that the kitten that turned into a cat was no longer there. And then, one Christmas, the nice man who had grown old and tired wasn't there either, and Beth had a little cry. And the baby boy, who was now a young man, came and hugged Beth and told her it was okay. Then, one Christmas, Beth was on her own again. The boy, who had grown into a man, had moved away. He called on the phone, and even though he was on the other side of the world, it sounded to Beth that he was in the room next door. But he wasn't, and Beth was sad, although she had Billy and Jack to watch over her. And then it was this Christmas, and although Billy and Jack didn't have a watch, a calendar, or a diary between them, they had some idea of time, and as they sat in the dark, wrapped in their tissue paper beds, they'd started to fear the worst. They'd been lost or forgotten. Yes, they felt a bit of movement some time ago, but since then, nothing. And then the cardboard box they called home was carefully opened, and Billy and Jack were blinded by a bright light held up in the hot air by two young women who spoke with accents from the other side of the world. Billy and Jack noticed how the young women looked just like Beth when she first picked them up a long, long time ago. The two young women said that Billy and Jack were beautiful, and they hung them on the tree and said, "Are you suited, Grandma?" And Beth, now an old lady sitting in the sunny garden, looked from her son handing her a mince pie and beaming to see Billy and Jack in their usual pride of place at the top of the tree, said she was suited to bits.